to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is National Women's Health Week, and our next guest is a leading expert on the topic. Her latest book, Skinny Chicks Eat Real Food, shows females how to lose weight and feel great. She's appeared on the Today Show, Dancing with the Stars, The Doctors, Oprah's All-Stars, and this morning she was on Access Hollywood, here to share some important tips on healthy eating. Welcome back to the show, chef, nutritionist, and author Christine Avanti. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Christine, glad to have you back on the show.
Hi, Dr. Friedman. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, it's great timing because it's National Women's Health Week, and one of the biggest complaints I hear from the ladies, hopefully you could address, is men tend to lose weight easier even if they're exercising together and eating the same foods. I hear that from a lot of wives about husband and wife teams, and they're frustrated. Why is it more difficult for females, and what can they do differently?
You know, it is, okay, it's very true, and I've seen this over and over again in my office for the past 14 years. It's just the way it is in life. I think a couple things. Men, first of all, have more lean body mass, and the more lean body mass a person has, the faster their metabolic rate. That's just the way it goes as far as science. The other thing is women, we tend to have more hormonal ups and downs, mm-hmm. and basically just in general, I'm not talking about our attitudes that we get sassy because we were perfect. Actually, women are very sweet. But what I mean when I say hormonal ups and downs is like we actually have, you know, estrogen surges and progesterone surges and you know, insulin and glucagon, these hormones, they tend to get more erratic in women. And I also would say that women tend to be more focused on family and work and the busyness of life, and they don't have a lot of time to set aside for themselves. So I think Those three factors alone are going against us women all the time.
But we lose our hair, so I don't feel so sorry for all those bad things you
say. Hey, we do too sometimes.
Yeah, we do sometimes.
It's you do sometimes, sad. But it's more common.
Yeah, but women they're just so busy. I mean, they're taking care of children, they're doing their jobs, they're taking care of home, pets, whatever. It's just, it's endless. And then when do they have the time to set aside for exercise and for eating healthful? Of course, I explain that in my office all the time and in my books. But, in general, they think about this, and I'm sure it's overwhelming.
That makes sense. Now, there's a lot of mixed opinions on which is more important, exercise or diet. If there were two identical female twins that needed to lose weight, and for 3 months one exercised and didn't watch her diet while the other did no exercise whatsoever but ate real food, which we'll cover, who would lose the most weight? What do you think is the most important?
The real food eater.
The real food. So you didn't even hesitate.
No, because I have to say that I just see it too many times. I mean, I've seen so many women come into my office who are exercising round the clock, and they're not eating properly, and they've been the same size for years, 20, 30 pounds overweight, and they're always in the gym. But the women who actually change what they're eating, if they can exercise, it still brings about weight loss. I mean, I'm one of these people. I am so busy. I'm down to like one day a week right now. Unfortunately, well, this week I've picked it up because I'm upset about my own schedule, but I've been traveling a lot with promoting Skinny Vine Wines and doing a lot of restaurant events with my recipes and my new book, and literally in a different city every two to three days over the past month, and my workout has gone down to maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. It's been almost nothing. I haven't gained a pound at all.
Wow.
And I've been eating real food, and I eat my protein carb combos every 4 hours, and I haven't gained a pound. Now, can I do, 20 push-ups without feeling bad about it, without having major difficulty? No, I'm definitely weaker right now. But my body and my physique, my weight, it has stayed the same. So really it is all about your food.
Define real food. We've used that because a lot of females say, hey, my Snickers bar looks real to me. What is real food?
Yeah, really fake. Real food is food that has not been processed, altered by chemicals, as it comes from the earth naturally. That's real food. So avoiding foods that are packaged is like the easiest way to make sure you're getting real food. Just stay away from packaged food. Now, that doesn't mean that every single thing in the world that's packaged is necessarily bad. I'm just saying for the basic person to figure out how to get away from fake factory food and onto a real food diet, just buy real food that's not in a package. An orange, it comes in its own wrapper. An apple, this doesn't, I'm not mixing out potatoes. They're real. They come from the earth. You know, lean meats, great, you know, low-fat dairy, I think it is amazing. But when you get into these packaged foods where you can't read the ingredients and you can't pronounce them, that's not a real food.
You know, Christine, we always say shop on the perimeter of the grocery store.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if everyone would just do that, you know, we would actually take the factory food industry and put them in their place, which is they should be a much smaller percentage of what's in the grocery store. You know, in Japan, my mom lived there for 3.5 years, and I would go visit, and I was just blown. I would take photos of the grocery stores. I was just in awe. All I wanted to do was stand in there. It is all real food. By the end of the day, everything mostly is gone, and they have one aisle of packaged food. One aisle. Can you imagine?
Wow.
One aisle of packaged food, everything else real. You would never see that in America, but in Japan, that's
opposite
what it is.
In America. Yeah, it's opposite here.
Now, are we talking beans, dried beans? Are we considering those real foods, Christine?
Absolutely. Yeah,
but not canned.
Not, you know, canned, there's issues with canned. The canning itself, the chemicals and different things mm-hmm. that are used, even in the can, in the tin, on the liner. I talk about that in my book, Skinny Chicks Eat Real Food. Like, in the liner, there's specific things that are toxic. And, of course, you know, the FDA has allowed a small percentage, because I guess if you only have a small, like 0.0001% of this particular chemical in a can, then it's not that bad for humans. The thing is, well, why are we even dealing with that? Like, why can't you buy beans, soak them in water for 24 hours, or if you need to do it quick, you could put them in water and boil them for a good 20 minutes and get them ready for preparation, you know, if you had to.
Exactly. And what they find is a little bit now ends up being the toxic amount later. We've seen that with medications and even some of the natural supplements that you know, too much is it turns out to be what we thought was normal is too much. So even then, they never know. Let me ask you, I know you mentioned in the beginning about females, they're busy and they're family-oriented. You probably hear, because you're a chef, that females say, look, I'm just too busy to cook. What advice would you offer a busy soccer mom that is juggling a part-time job that orders a pizza on the weekends because it's quicker?
Right. Well, I think one thing, especially for parents, I mean, you're raising children, you know, their health is your responsibility, and so is your own health. So I think it's really important to step up to that and actually get to the grocery store a minimum of once a week and buy some, or the farmer's market. I would even be more excited about that. If you all went to the farmer's market every weekend, I would throw a party. Basically, just getting to the store, the farmer's market, to buy real food once a week. And a busy soccer mom, I mean, this is how I eat and I live my life. It's so simple. All you need to do is grab a piece of fruit, you know, apple, right, peach, pear, orange, whatever, and grab a piece of low-fat cheese. That is a snack. That is a protein-carb combo. It stabilizes blood sugar. It's real food. If you can, you know, get a couple dozen of omega-3 cage-free eggs, mm-hmm. which are in every grocery store in America, hard-cook those eggs, peel them, throw them in your fridge, and just grab a hard-cooked egg with a piece of fruit, or even a piece of whole grain, whole wheat bread if you're, like, that much in a rush. That's a protein-carb combo that stabilizes blood sugar. It's a quick, easy snack. I like to go a little bit more fancy. I love these rustic bakery crackers. What right. I love about them is there's only 5 ingredients. They're really real. I like to spread some goat cheese on there, and then I smash raspberries. I eat that as a quick snack in the afternoon.
She's right up my alley, Dr. Freeman.
They don't take time. What you just said is something very, very quick, and, you know, ordering a pizza,
and, you know,
you got to wait 30 minutes.
You do, and Christine, right. that is exactly how I feed my kids, and as a result, I'm so lucky because my kids, who are very athletic, love goat cheese. They love all these healthy foods, these wonderful foods. And thank you so much for sharing such fitting tips during National Women's Health Week. For more information or to purchase Christine's latest book, Skinny Chicks Eat Real Food, you can go to ChristineAvanti.com. You also have a chance to win a free copy of Christine's book by being the first person to sign up for the Whole Body Transformation Challenge at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. And Christine is going to come back and share more useful tips from her latest book and tell us about her new show airing on the Food Network called Fat Chef. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter, or you can follow Dr. David Friedman at Dr. David Friedman on Twitter, or like us on Facebook. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman right here on To Your Good Health Radio.